There we have good old Nelson Riddle and the boys. After last week's absence, we've got, major parts of the studio still working. And suffice to say, we are in a, not a new environment. We were here last week, but we find ourselves in a new space up here amidst all sorts of construction things. And we're awaiting the arrival of Wally Wharton, our Surfwave reporter about town. If she's not out at a club, she should be up here pretty soon to tell us about all the goings on in Los Angeles surf music scene. But right now, we're going to head all the way over to Australia for something from Radio Birdman.
We'll be right back.
something, well, completely different. That is Frank Black doing his take on the Brian Wilson sort of alternative take, Hang On to Your Ego, all that for you here on Surfwave tonight at a mere 10 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. And starting us off all the way from Australia, we heard from none other than Radio Birdman with Do the Pop, one of the finest of Australia, the site of the Olympics in the year 2000. And I tell you, I had to tear myself away from Olympic viewing to rush up here to do Surfwave tonight. Got quite engrossed in rhythmic gymnastics. The things those teenage girls do with balls and ribbons are, well, indeed, quite amazing. And you are tuned into KXLU. My name is Jim Dunfrund. You are at 88.9 FM in Los Angeles. And we're going to pretty much tonight explore new releases. The floodgates have opened. It is indeed, well, the first day of August, and we would call it hot August nights, but it's more like humid August nights. A little bit sticky out there, but hope you are hanging in there, keeping cool wherever you may be listening, hopefully outdoors or at least with the windows, doors open, preferably driving up and down PCH with the top down. And with that in mind, we've got new stuff from the Huntington Cads, new stuff from John and the Night Riders, the Daytonas, Sunray's box set, Agent Orange, and so we're going to pretty much keep things in a contemporary mode tonight. And with that in mind, it is the Huntington Cads with the title tune from their just released CD entitled Go Exotic. sounds like a hit to me. That is John and the Night Riders, tune entitled Amor Del Mar, lifted off their brand new CD entitled Fiberglass Rocket, and that one including special guest artist, none other than the Malibu's own John Zambetti. And heard from John this afternoon, and he is going to be on MTV's Beach House. Now, I think this is going to be happening in August. They're going to have a Malibu's Day up there featuring the hit tune Going to Malibu. Quite appropriate. I think MTV could stand for Malibu TV in the summer of 76. So we'll give you more information on that as we wing a little bit closer to that date. But in any case, that was John and the Night Riders doing Amor Del Mar, and they have an upcoming show at the Roxy Theater. When was the last time they had surf music at the Roxy? Surf music hits the Sunset Strip. That's going to be happening in the middle of August, and we'll have information on that for you next week. Before that, we heard from the Daytonas, a tune entitled I Love California, and indeed I do. And an interesting take on that, because the Daytonas are from Sweden, and they were performing in town last week over at the Alligator Lounge, and I think up at Jack Sugar Shack. And starting us out had the Huntington Cads with the title cut from their brand new CD entitled Go Exotic. And Wally, step on in. We'll see if that microphone works. I love your bag.
Oh, thank you. That has some CDs I purchased last week. Pardon me for being out of breath. Well, I just surfed in from Sunland, and boy, is my board tired. But not bored.
Let me introduce you. This, of course, Wally Wharton, our roving surf wave reporter who has been hitting the clubs uptown, downtown, all around town. And there have been a slew of surf shows as of late. And what have you caught in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, my goodness.
Since we last spoke.
Since we last spoke, I have caught a veritable slew of surf shows, pretty much revolving around Low Straitjackets, who put on two fabulous, fabulous shows. I went to the one on Friday night, Alligator Lounge.
Right.
And the one the following evening, that was at the fairly newly relocated at Jack's Sugar Shack. That was great. That just blew me out of the proverbial water, so to speak.
So they look good in the tropical atmosphere environment?
Yeah, they did. It's not super tropical there, though. You know, in the tropical department, it kind of leaves something to be
perspired. For Hollywood, it's about as close as you're going to get, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's a different feel, though, an entirely different set of, audience members. Really, was it one show as opposed to the other? And I noticed that before when I saw Low Straitjackets at the Alligator Lounge, and I saw them at the Viper Room. The Hollywood thing, I mean, pretty much a lot of people are there more for their own personal drama, dramedies, really. They're not really there to see the music. More kind of music aficionados, I think,
right,
hang out at the Alligator. And I kind of, enjoyed that, I think, a little bit more. But I'll tell you, just in terms of playing Low Straitjackets, they were excellent both nights. It seemed like they had a bit of technical difficulty in terms of getting on stage at Jack Sugar Shack. I don't know. There was another group before them. In fact, I don't even remember their name, but they were pretty bad. That's why I won't mention their name. I mean, because I do forget it. But they're
pretty
bad.
How kind of you, Wally.
Yeah, and I'm seldom am, can be described as kind. But I'll tell you, it was so weird because after they got done playing, the lead singer, performer, the lead croaker into the microphone, during the next set while Low Straitjackets were playing, he wandered through the crowd, staring at everybody, remember, I was on stage just a while ago, remember me, I'm the lead singer, on. It was so strange, and he won all this recognition, but of course Low Straitjackets, without even trying, they just had everybody wrapped around their little fingers, and they were just great.
Now how about we just, before you strolled in, played the Daytonas, all the way from Sweden. Now what was your take on them?
I feel that their heart's in the right place. I think they're lacking a little in the percussion department. I think they really need, well, after hearing Les, I must say, see, they were following Low Straitjackets.
That's always a tough, yeah, tough and slot.
Boy, talk about being a tough act to follow, yeah.
Right.
And I think they need to either, quite frankly, get another drummer or, you know, that guy should take lessons from a cubby, you know, from the Mouseketeers, I guess. But still, they were enjoyable, and I got to hand it to anyone that takes any kind of American art form and takes it seriously.
Oh, it's great how it translates over, I mean, filtered through Sweden and comes back to us. Very interesting.
Matt, abba-dabba-doo, you know.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. Well, we are going to get back to the music here, let Wally catch her breath. We've got the Sun Rays up next. This is a box set 3-CD collection that was just written up in Billboard magazine. It's it's certainly the most comprehensive look at the Sun Rays, who were sort of Murray Wilson's stand-in for the Beach Boys, according to one set of stories. On the other hand, Rick Henn, quite a fine musician, has gone on into classical music and now is conducting symphonies and all that kind of good stuff. So this is a very, very comprehensive look at the Sun Rays. However, instead of delving back into the older ones that we normally play up here, we're going to play one of the most updated one. It's called Longboard's Rule 96, latest thing out from the Sun Rays.
Can't walk away inside the alley of the brewery. I said, back in the pit,
my God, another little crash of reverb there. And indeed, that was Agent Orange doing Tiki T. Now, Agent Orange last Thursday performed in Atlanta as part of the Olympics celebration, and I've been reading some wonderful reviews that they brought the sort of punk slash surf thing to Atlanta, and amidst the humidity and everything else, had a great outing. Before that, Los Straitjackets gave us Pacifica. That is the tune that they performed on Conan O'Brien, and I understand at the show they did at the Alligator Lounge, they wore the blue sport coats?
Yes, they did, but not the turtlenecks, because Danny Amos told me that they had to return the turtlenecks. Probably they didn't have to, but they just, you know, did to the Conan O'Brien show, because they were just sort of sitting around talking, you know, musing. I said, well, these are great blue jackets, you know, that we've saved our panties for. Wouldn't it be great if we had, like, black turtlenecks to go underneath? And boom, instantly, all that, you know, Hollywood, or
it's
rather
big
New York.
Network money.
Yeah, magic. Instantly, they had all these turtlenecks. So that was really cool. And also, it was so hot at the Alligator Lounge that Les, you know, the incredible percussionist, actually took his mask off.
And
on
he
stage.
Does have a bald pate.
He
shaved
does.
Head.
He does. He really does. And you know what? Before I got really involved in the surf scene, I was kind of afraid of guys that were voluntarily bald.
It's like the Mr. Yeah. Clean thing.
Yeah. But it used to be just kind of like an angry biker thing. But now it's like you've got Jim Thompson, the merman, who's like this goofy hunk of a genius, you know. So he's not scary. He's just like really neat. And then Les, who's really a fabulous musician and a great guy. I was talking to him, and he's been playing music since the fourth grade.
My goodness.
Yeah, right. Except they wouldn't let, he told me that the fourth grade teacher wouldn't let him play the drums. They gave it to some other little boy. They made him play the trumpet or something, and then later
well, it's better than the auto harp. That's what I started out on.
Oh, you didn't?
I
really?
Couldn't get out of the second grade without playing auto harp.
Wow. Is that like kind of being in shop or
it
something?
It had no reverb on it. I gave it up after that. Third grade, I lost interest in it.
You were a little slack on that, I guess.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it was really amazing. It's like, and then I was kind of expecting all of them to be bald, you know, because they take the mask off, and then I thought all of them, but, you know, like Danny is bald.
It's already been done by the pyramids back in the 60s.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
So they're following suit in a grand old tradition of surf music.
Well, yes. You know, I'd say, oh, before my time, except I think I'm older than you, so I won't dare. I know better.
Oh, it's on videos. I've seen it, Wally. I wasn't there the first time it came. Now, you've just slipped me a note here. And,
Big scoop.
We were billboarding John and the Knight Riders appearing, as they are, scheduled up at the Roxy Theater, I think on the 17th. Mm-hmm. Is that the date?
Yes, that is the date, and I had the fortunate opportunity to meet Mr. John Blair at the Alligator Lounge, because he was there, of course, seeing Los Straitjackets, and right. Also the Daytonas, because he is really their mentor, and he's helped them, as well as Like and the Cosmonauts, really, you know, get their feet off their off the ground, so to speak. And he was talking to Danny, and that's when I found out that both Los Straitjackets and John and the Knight Riders are going to be performing at the Ash Grove, which is like on
wow.
the Santa Monica Pier, September 7th, I do believe.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, that should be a fantastic show.
So we'll be back at the pier again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's great to have the Ash Grove back. I remember seeing a couple of shows there back in early 70s. Saw Phil Oaks there back in the folky days, the protest music days. And I think that it had only burned down once at that point, and subsequently burned down about three or four times after that. But it's great to see that they're back in there's no more apropos location than on the Santa Monica Pier.
Well, yeah, because if it catches on fire again, you can just, like, throw a whole lot of water around it. But I think, didn't Clinton say that he was going to rebuild all the black churches and the Ash Grove in case it burns down again?
I think so.
Yeah, provided black musicians play there. So, hey, you know, Put on your blackface, boys.
There we go.
Get
well,
that federal funding.
We can probably rub some shinola on Jim.
Yeah, hey, we sure could.
No, not myself. Jim Thomas
of
the Merman.
He'd be up for it. You know, that guy, you know, he's so cool. He's up for everything wild and crazy. That's my kind of dude, I must say.
And we're going to go into that right now. The Merman with a tune entitled Slow Mo HVO. And this is off the Merman at the Haunted House on Shit Tone Records. One of the bigger marquees in the recording industry. Here we go. It is the Merman. We'll be right back. go. The Halibuts, they were up here last week debuting their brand new CD, Life on the Bottom. Indeed, that is a cut off of it, entitled Caldera. Fine one indeed.
That's great.
And they're going to be having their CD release party. We used to call them record release parties in the old days, but
yeah, had the alliteration thing going, but not anymore.
I tell you now, it's a CD release party. It's happening at Toe's Tavern on Saturday, August 10th. If you've not seen the Halibuts there before, and we're speaking of the Toe's Tavern in Redondo Beach down on Catalina Avenue, which I think perhaps may be the only one left. It used to be a large chain, and the Halibuts sort of built their reputation on playing there at Toe's, but they will be returning for a grand celebration Saturday, August 10th from 9 o'clock until midnight. Get there early. They're going to be selling a great combo pack of the CD with the T-shirt at reduced prices.
Wow.
Cut out the middleman. Don't spend your money at Tower or Warehouse. Or.
Yeah, that's why I buy most of my CDs at the gigs, if I can, because then the musicians can see just who is supporting their music and how large their breasts are. You know, I think that's imperative.
And that, I mean, that is the way a lot of these surf groups, I mean, even the ones that are signed on labels, take, for example, Los Straitjackets.
Yeah.
I'm sure they make a lot of their money off selling the wrestling masks and the keychains and the CDs. And
yeah.
You get a good chance to, you know, pick up some singles that might otherwise not be available in your local record store. Speaking
right.
of the Daytonas.
Right, yeah. Like this one I bought from the Daytonas. I guess a couple of the members of the group used to be in this other group. It's not really a surf band, I guess, but it's...
It didn't look like it from the picture.
No, no, but it's this weird blue vinyl thing, and it's cool. And where are you going to get it? You're not going to get it anywhere else unless you go to Sweden, and I'm not going to have a sex change this week anyway. I may be on the rebound, but I'm not that desperate yet. So, you know, so I got it then and there, and I'm glad I did.
Very cool. We're going to go back to the Daytonas now with, I believe this is their latest CD. It is Quarter Mile / Surfer's Deal with a tune entitled Me and My Woody. I'd like to send this one out to Gail because she has a whole slew of Woodies over at the Peterson Automotive Museum up on the third floor, and we welcome you to go check that out. Robert D. with Ronnie Mack, the best of the barn dance, and it's going to be a kind of an interesting one tonight since the cassette player's not working. Tell us about the show. You know more about it than I do. We were just going to announce this.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Well, you've heard the Reventlows many times on Surfwave and Happy Trails and a bunch of other shows. The CD is in our stacks. It's been there for a while. And it's been signed by Acetate Records. And we're involved with that. So we're having a big record release party featuring the Reventlows that we'll be playing at... right around 11-ish. And, of course, before that, the Del Rubio triplets are going to be there at 10.
Hey, hold yourself back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At 9 o'clock, Judy Toy is going to be performing, and you've heard her up here.
And she's all back in one piece?
Yeah, she's okay. Good. Pinched nerve.
Oh, okay. You didn't pinch her.
No, I didn't. I didn't do nothing.
Lower, he pinched.
At midnight, Russell Scott and his Red Hots are playing. And that, as far as I still know, that is the only L.A. appearance in the entire month of August because he's going around on some tours and stuff.
I want to hear more about this erotic body painting.
Oh, we're getting to that. Dave Goodman, a good friend for, gosh, I don't know how many years. He is Extreme Design, and he's going to be doing a body painting up on the stage. And you'll love it. You'll just love it. He's really great. I just saw some pictures of his latest work tonight.
Uh-oh.
It's great.
Who's he going to paint?
It's artistic, and it is erotic. So, but remember the art part and control yourselves while you're sitting there. If you got to keep your hat in your lap, that's fine. Just bring a big hat, okay? No, but...
Yeah, Dr. Seuss book?
That is all.
The hat in the lap?
The hat in the lap.
Came back. Or just came, I don't know.
That's all happening next Wednesday night. That's August 7th, 9 o'clock p.m. It's $6. Although, if you go to any of 44 stores around L.A., Orange County, anywhere, Valleys, pick up a flyer, you get a buck off.
Can't beat that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Give some tickets away then.
A little sombrero to cover up Jim.
Ronnie, I see you've already got your 10-gallon hat there ready to roll. Okay, well, look forward to that. And I tell you, Robert's probably going to be spent next Thursday for his show after going through.
Deflated.
We better go to some music. And with that in mind, after this conversation, we're going straight to Sweden for the Daytonas. I'd like to send that one out to Robert D. tonight, Me and My Woody.
He's a backer.
You may get a chance to see that next Wednesday if you head on out to Jack's Sugar Shack and catch the big show that we just spoke about.
A really big show.
That was indeed Me and My Woody from the Daytonas all the way from Sweden. And, you know, it's great they finally made their way over here.
Yeah.
And did they seem to be enjoying themselves? I mean, that must, for a group that's into surf music, to come over here from Sweden, it must be a real trip to be, like, in Santa Monica playing surf music.
Yeah, but playing for an empty house, you know, probably leaves something to be desired. That was the thing. I feel they really should have gone before Low Straitjackets, you know, because everyone was pretty much there to see them, and they would have gotten a fairer shot, I think, at, you know, really playing in front of, you know, more than 10 people if they'd gone before Low Straitjackets, because by the time Low Straitjackets finished, it was, what,
yeah,
after 12:30.
Yeah, I heard they played like an hour and a half set or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and then they came back and did a couple encores, and which was great, which is wonderful that they'll do that. They'll be that generous. I think, yeah, the next night at Jack Sugar Shack, they came back and did very short encore, but because people were so into the music, you know, they were going and going at Alligator Lounge. But, you know, the downside is then the next group is, like, you know, getting set up on stage and everyone else is going to their cars.
The
so
calm after the storm.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, speaking of Low Straitjackets, they will be appearing with John and the Night Riders, mm-hmm. and this is a scoop direct from Wally with John and the Night Riders, Low Straitjackets at the Ash Grove out on the Santa Monica Pier, September 7th. So put that one on your calendar. They'll also be appearing at the Roxy Theater as surf music makes its way back to the Sunset Strip. And, boy, any other shows? I don't know. It's summertime. It's August. There's surf stuff going on. There's new stuff pouring out of the woodwork. So definitely support your local surf musicians and surf
shops, record stores that sell such things like Go Boy down in Redondo Beach, and of course the Ruckus store up in, well, I guess it's West LA up there on Wilshire Boulevard. That's pretty much going to do it for this evening. Los Straitjackets, one of their biggest fans is Mike Campbell, the guitar player for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and they actually, I think, dedicated their latest CD to him. Mike has shown up to see him at the Alligator Lounge, and speaking of such things, Tom Petty and Mike Campbell have a new thing out. I don't know the title of it. It is either a soundtrack or at least a couple of cuts in a movie that I think is going to be released this week, if it's not already out. I can't keep up on all this cinematic stuff, but I guess also Tom will be making an appearance on The Tonight Show next week, so look for that. And we'll send this one out to Mike Campbell tonight. This is one that they do on stage. Actually, I think Mike Campbell plays this while Tom goes off stage and takes a little breather, whatever that includes.
I think he's straight now. I used to serve him drinks at the Whiskey when I worked there as a waitress years and years ago. And
really?
Yeah, and he was so out of it. I remember on Lewds or something, I had to, like, shove the drink into his hand and say, if you got it, you got it, Mr. Petty? Got it? Hold both hands
but
now.
Now he's got that nice, long, sort of, like, goatee that could, like, catch the dribbles.
A safety net, as it were.
Anyway, this is The Ventures doing Diamond Head.
Bye.